Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Afghanistan, where Bill Raggio brings forth a map that shows at least 8 Al-Qaeda training camps all around the periphery of Afghanistan, all around Kabul. At the same time, there are safe houses and other institutions associated with Al-Qaeda. Taliban is the host. There is very little to say other than the exit from Afghanistan has invited all the bad actors back into an ungoverned space. Talking with Hussein Haqqani as well, this is a direct threat to Pakistan and the region. Al-Qaeda is a bad actor. It recognizes no boundaries, no sovereignties, no borders. It's training, and it's not training for food service. We also talked about the negotiations that brought us the exit from Afghanistan, how they were done under false pretenses that Taliban would honor their commitments. Of course, that's foolishness. At the same time, they were done in Doha, and the puzzle is raised. Doha, the host of the Hamas talks as well. Is that a factor? Is Doha an honest referee, an honest judge, an honest broker? No answer. We move on to the campus, Columbia especially. Columbia has canceled Columbia's graduation. What is causing this? Where is this going? This school year finishes as unsettled and incomplete as the year 2020 after the George Floyd turmoil. It is odd that the same class is the one that didn't get a graduation from high school and now is not getting a graduation from college. Same class, 2024. They deserve better, and we let them down. Peter Berkowitz joins, and we talk about how the DEI drove the censorship, and the censorship created the conditions where the protests are of hate speech, anti-Semitic language, that is somehow regarded as free speech, freedom of speech. An odd business. I don't solve it here. I move on to Holocaust Memorial Day. Malcolm Honlein joins to define that and also to talk about the March of the Living, which I've attended twice over the years, from Auschwitz, the execution posts at Auschwitz, and the barracks, where right now they're displayed the purses, the luggage, the shoes, the hair of the people who were murdered by the anti-Semitic Nazis. And you march from there over to Birkenau, which used to be a cavalry regiment deployment, but was used as the keeping in a pen the Jewish refugees who didn't die right away or weren't sent to the gas right away and worked at Auschwitz as long as they could survive on the little food they got in those conditions. The crematoria is still there, but they're all collapsed. It's the word haunting is inadequate. And of the young people who protested these last days, chanting in favor of the Hamas killers, I think they would benefit from a trip to Auschwitz-Birkenau. I think it would help them understand the extreme revulsion people feel who are informed, people who are informed about anti-Semitic language. On to patriotic education. That is the Chinese term, Chinese Communist Party term, to introducing propaganda into grade schools, which is going on in Hong Kong right now. Mark Simon joins, he says that it even happening at private schools, and there's a picture of Xi on every wall. Hong Kong is lost to the brutality of the mainland. Okinawa Island Chain, we discussed with Lance Gatlin, Gordon Chang and I. The Okinawa Island Chain leads from the southernmost island of the Japanese archipelago, the Japanese islands, down to Taiwan. It's a chain, little islands all the way down, big Okinawa and the little ones all the way down. That is a place to defend if and when the Chinese attempt to break out. Senkakus are north of there. You can see it. It's the East China Sea. It's the East China Sea. Take a look at it, and you'll understand why those islands are critical. We discuss whether the people who live there are comfortable with the idea of being militarized. As Lance Gatling put it, well, you can either put up with the Japanese and the American military, or you can put up with the Chinese military. That's your choice. I think the solution is obvious. Then New World Report. First, we talk about Petro, cutting ties with Israel, Gustavo Petro of Colombia. Then we talk about Panama and how its new president is a protege of the former president, who was aimed to be jailed, but he's been in sanctuary in the Nicaragua embassy. Panama is not going well. Its decline in revenues with the drought, with the closing of the copper mine, all of this is added up to an unstable country, which is the banking center of Central America. And then the rains came in Rio Grande do Sul, the province that our colleague Ernesto Araujo hails from. The flooding is very bad. Ernesto tells us it's the worst it's ever been. There is no memory of the flooding as bad as it is. It's raining in other places, in buckets as well. Rain. There's an article today talking about, I think it's in the journal, talking about what's behind these new torrential downpours. It might be climate change. It might be conditions that are just ripe. There's only so much water in the atmosphere. If you spread it out, it's rain. If you don't spread it out and concentrate it, it's a flood. And that's what's happening in Brazil. Also flooding in south of France, also flooding in Australia. I watch it anecdotally. Finally, a profile of Karina Milei, Javier Milei, the new president of Argentina's sister, who's had a colorful and vigorous past of a tarot card reader, a baker, and then a political operative for her brother, who is now his ambition is to make Argentina great again, and good for him. Oceania. Cleo Pascal updates Oceania and where the process is. The national elections have been lost to the Chinese influence peddlers. The local election at Malita, a province of the Solomons, is still open to question. And Daniel Sudeni, who's been on the show, ex-premier who wants to be premier again, is in the running. More later next week. The Solomons are critical in the contest between the PRC, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, and their allies to maintain those islands free of Chinese intervention. The Chinese are looking to break out in that war we keep waiting for. Finally, Seth Fransman from Jerusalem reporting on the imminent Gaza strike in Rafah, underway, we're told. And also, no decision has been made about Hezbollah pestering, firing rockets and drones from the north. Although Seth did say that Hezbollah has fired more artillery shells, anti-tank missiles, drones, than any previous instance, and the Israeli Defense Forces have not responded. They want to or not, one word at a time. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.